2005, 15 years later, we have 350 organizational members, 325 of them attending the conference. And I think what I've seen primarily over the number of years that I have been associated with this organization is, some of you have heard this already, the emergence of full-time staff, a fixed location, the staff located in Seattle. This year, the conference in Los Angeles, and an incoming president who is from Los Angeles, a very interesting geographic shift, which I think you will see evolving. Not that you're going to be centered in Hawaii. I think it'll probably shift back into the Midwest. It's a budget which is managed by the staff. I don't think you realize, but these conferences budget used to be managed by the co-host or the host of the presenting city. And so there would be this moment of, or 6 weeks of panic as the conference approached, where the host would realize that the expense budget radically exceeded the income and would be racing around the community to find, you know, last minute grants in order to support the conference. We have much more responsible, coordinated finances now. We have representation from 41 states. And we are members of community foundations, private foundations, family foundations, corporate foundations, donor-advised funds of community foundations, public agencies, and re-granting agencies. Our constituency has not only increased in number, but it's broadened. We have many different voices now than we had 15 years ago. We continue to be, and I think you see this demonstrated in this conference, a forum for the discourse of and sharing of ideas. And I think that operates at a very, very high level. But I think something that the board has recognized and that the members are increasingly recognizing is that we are only a small part of the large structure that supports the arts in this country. That we have a whole set of voices that we hear from or not, and we hear from only marginally. We have the wealthy individuals who support the arts and the not-so-wealthy individuals who support the arts. We have corporations which give powerful support to the arts. We have congregations and churches and synagogues which give support to the arts. The political right supports the arts. The university supports the arts. The entertainment business supports the arts. And what I think we come to recognize is that though we have lively discourse here, we need to hear from a lot more voices, not to alter our discourse, but to enrich it, and that we need to join with people who perhaps don't agree with us in other facets, but who believe passionately in the arts so that our argument can be even stronger. So what I would see, and I would hope for the organization, is that it maintains the kind of energy and cohesion that you have found in this conference, and that you come here to feel among comrades and among people who share your values, but that you are able to entertain some conflicting voices in other realms who may also share your values about support of the arts. I think it will, in the long run, not only enrich your conversation, but enrich that series of things that we believe in so passionately and are capable of really changing the society, so that we are not locked in a group of people of like minds who remain as foundation support for the arts to the side of the large structure that does continue to support this vital sector. It has been a pleasure serving you. Good luck.